It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your next order. It is Monday, April 26th in the year 2021. And the week that many of us have been waiting for a very long time, is finally here. It is finally draft week. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well, at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two. Got a couple predictions for the first round for Ohio State potential draftees. Segment three, the Buckeyes lost their first commitment in the 2022 recruiting class for the football side. But we begin today's show talking about the week that is finally here. It is draft week. I was recording with Big Ten Ben Stevens. You can check that episode out today on Locked On Big Ten. And in the midst of us recording, I forget if this is on air or off air, but I reiterated to him that I am oh so glad that the draft is finally here. I remember the days, and I know many of you will as well, when the draft was not this late into the year, not this late into the month. And I think last year was like the 23rd through the 25th. This year it is the 29th through May 1st. So just seeing about this, the sure pushing back as far as how the NFL is saying go further now, it could just be how the calendar fell for this year that it made sense to the NFL to go ahead and have it the last Thursday and Friday of the month, and the first Saturday in the month of May as well. Okay, that's them. That's their calendar. So be it. But I truly miss the days when the draft was at the beginning of April, maybe end of March. I forget exactly when it was, but it was over. We didn't have to push off and prolong and continue the build up like the NFL wants to do and dominate the calendar like they do all the time. The NFL at that time, they're saying, well, let's push it back. Let's have more buildup. Let's ramp this thing up. Let's make sure we are king like we have always been. And the NFL is saying, we're still king no matter what. The narrative in the conversation has been very idiotic. And you guys, you and I both know that the Justin Fields slander, there are things that you can knock on Justin Fields, but the things that they are saying about him don't make any sense. And these are things that are just coming out of nowhere, out of thin air. Just saying, oh, let me just go ahead and grab that, utilize that, put it into a show, and hope it sticks. It's not sticking at all. But Justin Fields is not the only person that might get drafted this week. You have Baron Browning, who has been climbing up draft boards. You have Pete Werner, who has been climbing up draft boards as well. You have Wyatt Davis and Josh Myers, who are solid. I believe they both can start day one. Now, of course, it's going to be the growing pains, as I call them, or the acclimation period, going from being a collegiate football player to being a professional football player, that you're going to have to learn on the job and really figure out, well, guys, I know I'm good, but these guys are a lot stronger than I'm used to. They're a lot quicker than what I'm used to. That linebacker, he was not reading me like that in college, and these are some of the things that they have to get used to. But I am excited for the prospect of those two gentlemen as well. You got Sean Wade. We'll talk more about Sean Wade on Wednesday. Tomorrow on the show, we have Ryan Roberts, NFL draft analyst, who will be with us to get a little bit more insight deeper into the NFL draft prospects that will be drafted this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But Sean Wade did himself a lot of good during the pro day. And I got to say, he looked good. Now, I am one that says a corner is one thing you have to be an elite corner, or a defensive back is fluid hips is the phrase that I like to utilize all the time. Or let me just say hips. I upgraded, added a word to it to make it sound more in sync with what it is that they're actually doing to describe that movement a whole lot better. But Sean Wade looked good. You have guys like Tough Borland, Justin Hilliard. Will they not get drafted? We'll talk about that later on in the week. You have Luke Farrell, who's up there as well. You got a kicker and a punter. I mean, they had 14 guys invited to what would have been the combine this year, the most of any team this year in college football. May I forget Trey Sermon? I mean, I don't mean to forget the guy. I know he killed. I know he broke records. I know the three-game stretch he had at the end of the season, phenomenal. I don't mean to forget him. I just goes to show how much talent Ohio State has right now. And with draft week being here, Justin Fields, as he deserves, is going to get a lot of talk between now and then. But not to be overlooked is the other athletes that Ohio State has that were very instrumental in the success that Ohio State had this season. They were very instrumental in what Ohio State did on and off the field. They're very instrumental in actually getting a season played this year. Yes, Justin Fields may have been the most instrumental in that, but I don't think Justin Fields goes as hard, and I don't think the other players and the rumblings of Sean Wade and Wyatt Davis opting back in are what they are if it wasn't a team effort. Yes, you have your leader out there talking. You have your leader out there leading the charge, the quarterback. But there's so many athletes on this team that are oh so good. Some of them, they'll be starters day one. Some of them might be special teamers. You might get some that'll be in rotation. And you might get some that might be year two or year three in the NFL until you see, ooh-wee, yeah, that fit right there, that's for them. I'm excited to see what that young man does in the National Football League. Let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we'll continue the show and discuss a couple predictions for the first round of the NFL draft, which starts on Thursday night. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and guys, it's even free to sign up. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, go to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device. When you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON and receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. The Ultimate Mock Draft 2021, presented by Locked On and Odyssey, is happening now. Featuring analysis from NFL experts Michael Irvin, Jason LaCanfora, and Brian Baldinger. Our local experts for every team making trades and picking the next stars of their team. Search the Ultimate Mock Draft 2021 on the new Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Odyssey is your audio home for all the sports, podcasts, music, and news that matter to you. That's Audacy. If this is your first time listening or watching Locked On Buckeyes, I want to say welcome. Or if it's your first time in a long time checking out the podcast, I want to say welcome back. And if you haven't heard, Locked On Buckeyes has its own brand new YouTube channel, along with the audio ways and the other ways that you can check out the video portion of Locked On Buckeyes, such as WKYC.com. Go to YouTube, subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes, and get alerted, get updates whenever a new video is dropped. Locked On Buckeyes is still going to have the audio version that many of you have been listening to. A lot of downloads have been done this month, and I really appreciate you guys for telling people about Locked On Buckeyes. The Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast, still subscribe there as well on the audio portion. Make sure you fill out those 5-star reviews on Apple, guys, to help this show continue to grow. Bold predictions. Yes, we're not taking a half second or a second break in between that break right there and this one. No. Let's keep on rolling. Bold predictions for the first round of the NFL draft. Everybody likes a bold prediction. Everybody likes something that says, oh, you're putting yourself out there. Oh, you're testing yourself. Oh, you're really going to say that may happen or that thing right there. Do you really believe it? Absolutely, I do. The first one might not be something that may shock you, stun you, or even maybe surprise you. But the second one, you might say, what are you hearing? Who are you getting this from? Where are you getting that hunch from? Well, let's go with number one before getting to number two. Number one, I do believe Justin Fields will be a top 10 draft pick this year in the NFL draft. Not saying what I think his talent is or where I would draft him or what I would pick him if I were a GM. That's not saying me personally. That's what I'm saying and what I think will happen. I do think Justin Fields will be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. That may not be bold to a lot of you. And honestly, when you think about it, as it's coming out of my mouth, it really shouldn't be that bold. Well, let's look at what we have here. There was a report that came out, I believe it was either late Sunday night or early Monday morning, because I'm recording this early on Monday morning, that the 49ers have narrowed down their draft picks, and they have said that they are going to be focusing in on Mac Jones or Trey Lance. The Falcons, however, are also in that mix, and I don't know where the Falcons may go. Could they go Kyle Pitts? Could they still have Matt Ryan? Could they go to another quarterback? I am not sure. But I do think top 10 may not be a bold prediction, maybe a safe pick, whichever one you want to say. But me personally, you got Jaguars, seems like that's a lock for Trevor Lawrence. The Jets and Zach Wilson, seems like that's a marriage. Not sure how that even happened. San Francisco, seems like they ruled out Justin Fields. Number four, the Falcons. There's a quarterback that right there that they might draft. Who will it be? Or will they go offensive lineman? Who will it be? I am not sure. The Bengals, my guess is they're going to go with Penei Sewell, not Ja'Marr Chase. I know the former receiver that played with Joey Burrow down there in the Bayou will be a phenomenal thing for Joe Burrow there in year two. But the Bengals do not want to have another injury there to Joey Burrow, and drafting the best offensive lineman in the class makes absolute sense. The Dolphins, the Lions, the Panthers, the Broncos, and the Cowboys. Panthers and Broncos, I do expect them to draft a quarterback. Who will it be? I am not sure. I do think that Fields does not get any further than number 9. Should be top 5 easily. But these NFL teams have been very, very confusing as far as what they are looking for. Falcons, will they go Kyle Pitts or will they go Justin Fields? Bengals, don't think it's going to happen. Dolphins, don't think it'll happen there either. Lions, maybe. You just got Jared Goff, but you always know if you want to go the college route as far as quarterback competition, going Lions and drafting Justin Fields would put a lot of pressure on Jared Goff. The situation, not as good of a situation as the 49ers, but most quarterbacks drafted very, very high, they don't get drafted into really good situations. Think back to Peyton Manning. Rookie year went 3-13. We saw what happened the rest of his career. So that's just something for me right there. Justin Fields' top 10 pick might not be the boldest prediction, but it still is a prediction that I think will happen. Honestly, he should be top 5. Should be top 3. We all know that. We all know that. I said it on Locked On Big Ten. I'll say it here as well. The analysts that are reporting on and covering the draft, they're not even pinpointing a lot of the negatives that Justin Fields has. I mean, Justin Fields has negatives. He's not a perfect quarterback. Okay, great. He's not. You guys could pinpoint and talk about those. I could give you 3 or 4 or 5 if you really want me to list them out to you. Tweet at me or send me a direct message. If you really want to know something about Justin Fields, where you say, Jay, what are some things that you think Justin Fields is not elite at? I'll tell you. I sure will. One of them I have not heard many people say. I've heard some, but not a lot. So get at me. I will share some thoughts with you. And when I say this, I'm being ultra critical, not saying he's not a really good quarterback or he would not be the number 2 quarterback on my board, if at worst QB3. Because Trey Lance, a lot of people haven't seen him, but that guy's really good too. Second prediction. This one is more bold than the first. I do think there will be 2 Buckeyes drafted in the first round of this draft. Who will the second be? Well, my first thought, and I said this previously, I thought that Wyatt Davis, if it wasn't for his offensive guard position, would be a surefire first-round pick. Same for Josh Myers. I think they're both two of the top interior offensive linemen in the class. If you want to go guard center, I think they're two of the top guard. One's the top top three guard in the class. And also Josh Myers, you're probably not going to find a better center than him in this class either. So interior O lineman, which is the category that many analysts utilize to describe the guard and center combination. I do think that those two together would be an ideal set for anybody. Baron Browning, like I said earlier at the top of the show, has been climbing up draft boards. But Jim Nagy, who runs the Senior Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama, which athletes such as Jonathan Cooper, Trey Sermon, and others were down there. Tuff Borland was down there. Where Pete Werner, I forget how many Buckeyes were actually down in the Senior Bowl. I know a lot of them accepted invites. I don't think everyone went. As I keep talking, Justin Hilliard was there as well. But Jim Nagy on Sunday morning on SportsCenter, he was talking about what he had heard about five players he would predict maybe getting drafted higher, possibly in the first round. And he had been hearing that Pete Werner has been moving up draft boards, and it would not surprise him, based off what he had been hearing from people in the know that'll be inside war rooms in the NFL during the draft, that Pete Werner in the first round on day one might be a thing. Me, personally, I think Browning and Werner would be probably day two. But based off what I heard, I am predicting a second Buckeye will go in the first round. I am not sure who won. I'll give you four possibles. Wyatt Davis, Josh Myers, Baron Browning, or Pete Werner. Am I not putting myself into a corner and only picking one? Absolutely. Honestly, if you look at a lot of mock drafts, it's a bold thing to say. It's maybe a wild thing to say that there are going to be two Buckeyes drafted in the very first round of the draft. But as you get past the first 15 picks, there's a lot of wide receivers. It might be a quarterback or two left over that some might be should be a top 15 pick or first rounder. There's a lot of talent in this draft, from old linemen, some guys in the Big Ten, to athletes all around the country. You got Rashawn Slater, you got Quiddy Pay, two other Big Ten guys. But I truly believe there will be two Buckeyes drafted in the first round. Who will the second Buckeye be? I'm not sure. Stick around and watch on the draft on Thursday to find out who that person will be. Let's step away very quickly. When we come back, we will discuss the first decommitment in the 2022 recruiting class for the Ohio State football team. But first, check this out. There's a good chance you're a person like me that loves a good protein bar. You know, the one that fits your diet. You know, you have that diet and that meal plan that you follow to a T. You know, you want to have something that fits your macros for your diet and tastes like a candy bar as well. Well, guys, I have ended my search, and I thoroughly encourage you to consider ending yours as well, because Built Bars are great for the health conscious guy. They will help you lose and maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and they're also great for the keto diet. And one unique detail about every Built Bar is that they are covered in 100% chocolate. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. This year, the Locked On Podcast Network is partnering with the Draft Network to cover the draft live. The NFL draft, that is, LIVE. Get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts and the Draft Network's national experts. Subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL draft, April 29th through May the 1st. This week on Locked On Buckeyes, we will have a full week of draft coverage. Tomorrow, planning on having NFL draft analyst Ryan Roberts with us to give us a little bit more of his perspective and how he views the Buckeyes in this year's draft. On Wednesday, we'll talk about day two of the draft. On Thursday, we'll talk about day three of the draft, as well as more some final thoughts before the 2021 NFL draft kicks off. The first decommitment of the 2022 recruiting class got a lot of attention on Sunday. Many of you are on Twitter and many of you were following along. And I saw someone say there were a lot of crystal balls that were showing that Desaun McCullough, that is a Bloomington High School, a Bloomington South High School native where he goes to school, they are saying that he will be decommitting and committing to Indiana University. To many people, it seems idiotic to decommit from Ohio State and to go to Bloomington. But when you dig a little bit deeper into seeing what it is that went into this decision that McCullough made, it makes absolute sense. Desaun McCullough, Bloomington High School South, as they call it, in the state of Indiana, 6'5", 220-pound linebacker, four-star recruit, according to 24/7 Sports, their composite rankings. He's the 50th overall recruit or athlete in that class. And then also, he's the number one recruit or athlete in the state of Indiana as well. Desaun McCullough, and I hope I'm saying his name correctly, Desaun McCullough, he is going to be joining two of his brothers. One, Dylan McCullough, who is a Miami of Ohio transfer, and then Dale McCullough, who is a 2023 four-star recruit. Though other two, his two brothers committed to Ohio State earlier last week, or beginning part of last week. Let me get my days and weeks correct. Beginning part of last week, both of his brothers committed to Indiana University. His dad is also the associate head coach and running backs coach at Indiana University. So it really doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, it makes a whole lot more sense when you look into a little bit deeper and saying why he committed to Ohio State. Makes sense, it's Ohio State. And then why he decommitted and where he committed to shortly after decommitting from Ohio State. This is word for word what Desaun McCullough put on his Twitter page with his announcement. First, his decommitment from Ohio State. And then secondly, his commitment to Indiana University. Quote, "First off, I would like to thank Ohio State for the amazing opportunity they gave me. Being a kid from Ohio, it was a true blessing. Special thank you to Coach Washington for believing in my abilities as a player. With that being said, I have decommitted from Ohio State University. Indiana, I'm staying home. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity I refuse to pass up. The chance to play under the man I looked up to my whole life is truly amazing, along with the opportunity to play with my best friends, Daya, who has the chance to be special, and I get the opportunity to watch and play with. And my oldest brother, Dylan, simply the reason I wear number one on my jersey and continue to play the game. Indiana University, I'm here. Hashtag LEO, red emoji, white emoji, LEO, end quote, excuse me. LEO, love each other. That's a Tom Allen staple. That's a statement and a phrase that he utilizes all the time. And I get it. I'm happy for him. I understand the desire to play with your brothers. I understand the desire to play under your dad. And I understand whatever Tom Allen is putting together in his lab there in Bloomington, Indiana, he's getting a lot of recruits, a lot of attention, and he's got a contract extension and a raise, I think up to $4.5 million right now per year that he's earning his money. He's getting his money's worth, and getting a decommitment from Ohio State and commitment to Indiana is very big for their program. But aside from that program, what does this mean for Ohio State? And I already mentioned earlier, the month of June is going to be big for recruiting. Huge. Ohio State still has recruiting and commitments from C.J. Hicks, and I believe there's one more in that class as well. C.J. Hicks and Gabe Powers, the two in-state products that seem to be all but signed on the dotted line for Ryan Day and the Buckeyes. I remember C.J. Hicks on Sunday. Wow, my days are all mixed up. On Sunday, did reiterate and remind everyone that he is committed to Ohio State. He is fine where he is. He has no plans to go anywhere else. That was expected from me. I'm sure a lot of you were expecting the same thing, but the hope and the lockdown, it's very, very big when you want to be able to, play. And you want to be able to make the right decision. Now, you want to make that decision as early as possible for a lot of people. But, 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 but still making the right decision and not doing it too early. Deshaun McCullough, a decommitment, nothing but love to that for that young man. Excited for him and his future. I would encourage any of you. I know sometimes people get a little crazy with recruits. Don't tweet at these young men and start saying negative or vile or vicious things. If you're going to tweet at them, maybe like a tweet, maybe retweet something, say something encouraging or nice to them. Remember, if you were in that position, how would you respond if someone said something negative to you? I haven't seen it right now. I have seen it previously. Be very, very careful how we treat these young men during these decisions, these moments that they're making in their lives. They're big. They're huge. You made big decisions in your life, and you didn't warrant or didn't like when people said negative things to you. Remember, you're one person. They're a small fish in a big pond. They got a lot of people throwing a lot of words at them every single day. Thank you guys so much for listening, enjoying, coming back, watching, whichever way you're consuming and taking in Locked On Buckeyes on a daily basis. Yes, that is a daily basis because Locked On Buckeyes drops a fresh new episode for you every Monday through Friday. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jsteven07. Come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A full week of draft conversation, of draft talk. And tomorrow, first guest in a long time, my guy Ryan Roberts, to help us get his perspective as an NFL draft analyst about this year's NFL draft prospects that are coming from the Ohio State University.